7:04, and this is NPR Illinois. I'm Sean Crawford. The St. Clair County State's Attorney has filed murder charges against two teenagers for the deaths of five people in East St. Louis over the weekend. Jamir Davis of East St. Louis has been charged as an adult and faces multiple other felony counts. A 15-year-old female was also arrested, and a petition has been filed to transfer her case to adult court. The pair was arrested after the victims were found in different locations across the city. Authorities say the female was related to all the victims. Authorities have not given a motive in the case. A Springfield police sergeant has been placed on administrative leave following an arrest for DUI in Chatham. The incident occurred July 4th, according to Springfield Police. The sergeant, Lindsay Carpenter, was immediately stripped of police powers, and an internal affairs investigation is underway. The department says there will be no further comment until that is complete. Governor Pritzker signed a bill on Tuesday to help wrongfully convicted people receive more compensation from the state. Exonerees will be able to receive up to $50,000 per year for wrongful imprisonment. Pritzker calls it a lifeline for those unjustly treated by the criminal justice system. The Illinois Innocence Project, based at UIS, lobbied for the change. It won unanimous approval in the legislature. A new report says Illinois taxpayers could be responsible for over $500 million for mistakes in federal food assistance payments. Isabella Nieto reports.
Last year's federal tax cuts require states to pay big penalties for errors in SNAP payments. 14% of all such payments in Illinois were an error in the last year. Here's the report's author, the Civic Federation's Paula Worthington.
It just basically means that the state of Illinois is looking at a pretty significant fiscal cost of providing benefits given those payment error rates.
The Illinois Department of Human Services administers SNAP. The agency called this a penalty scheme by the federal government that is being used to squeeze billions of dollars from taxpayers. I'm Isabella Nieto.
The world's largest operating steam locomotive will stop in Springfield and Girard this weekend as it continues its tour across the U.S. as part of the nation's 250th anniversary. Known as Big Boy 4014, it's set to arrive at 10:45 a.m. on Saturday at Springfield's Amtrak station on Washington Street. It will stop briefly for a half hour, leaving at 11:15. The public can get an up-close view and take photos. A large crowd is expected. The train will then move south and stop in Girard at the Center Street crossing at noon and will leave there at 12:30. The Big Boy locomotive measures 133 feet long and weighs 1.2 million pounds. Several Springfield roads near the station will be closed for a period of time on Saturday. Warm again today, a high of 92, heat index reading could be around 100.